Good morning, everybody. How are we going? Good, good. I've got a little bit more than usual, so I'll just crack on with it. All right, we ready? So, most of us will know that God is really concerned with the inner life of his people. He knows that when we allow him through the Holy Spirit to clean up our inner life, that it's our actions and the way that we are on the outside that also change. We have a genuine love and a joy and an interest in those people around us. And what's cool is that we're called to share and to live with those people around us, to share God's love with them. Jesus touched on this matter of the inner life when he spoke to the Pharisees in Matthew 23:25, when he said, "Woe to you," as they were only concerned with cleaning the outside of their cup because they wanted to look good in front of others. Jesus said, "First clean the inside of your cup and dish, and then the outside will be clean also." So this is a bit of a rough way to start, but I wanted to say that it's, in my opinion, I think we lack a bit of depth today. I think we lack depth. I think that we're very busy, and I think to top it all off, we can easily adopt this attitude that if times get tough, we'll just rip into it ourselves. We'll just do it in our own strength. You know, wouldn't you agree? Don't you think that's sort of how we are today? So this morning, I'm going to talk to you about listening. And as is mentioned, this is the third habit of Michael Frost's book, Surprise the World. And I think at the very core of listening to God is turning away from the things of this world and submitting to his authority and trusting in him. Let's pray. Lord, we know that there's a lot of distractions in our world today. Father, we know that you have a great desire to speak to us, to guide us, to comfort us, to draw us to yourself and bring us rest. Through the Holy Spirit, may you settle our hearts this morning, soften our hearts, and minister to our needs. In Jesus' name, amen. So we're going to look at two different aspects of listening this morning. We're going to firstly look at how do we listen to a holy God, and then secondly, how do we listen to those in our world in a way that glorifies God. And so we have a problem. There usually is a problem, otherwise we wouldn't get guys like me stood up here speaking to you about it. But this is the problem, and Richard Foster writes this. He says, "Superficiality is the curse of our age. The doctrine of instant satisfaction is a primary spiritual problem. The desperate need for today is not for a greater number of intelligent people. It's not for a greater number of gifted people, but for deep people." My point is this: if we are to surprise the world by ministering to them, we can't do this on our own strength. This is something that the Lord really has to work with us through the Holy Spirit. He has to work with us, and that is what makes the difference for eternity. So it's absolutely crucial that we're allowing the Holy Spirit into our lives to help us to do that, to help us spread God's love and to help us spread God's good news. Michael Frost carries on and he says, "Our practice of generosity and hospitality, which we've been looking at over the last couple of weeks, it must be intentionally nurtured and sustained by the disciplines of solitude, silence, and prayer. So we need to learn to listen to the voice of God. And unless we're going to carve out significant time each week to do that, then it doesn't work so well. And we're in danger of appealing no different to our frenetic, our hurried, and our very busy neighbours. So do we do it? Do we listen? Do we take time out to intentionally listen to God? In these times of our listening, are we fully able to submit to him? And when we do, are we able to receive what he has for us? So the first little section we're going to look at, how do we listen to a holy God? Well, I think first off, we need to acknowledge that God is holy. And he tells us that in his word. He says, I am the Lord, the Holy One, the Creator of Israel, your King. That can be found in Isaiah 43:15. Exalt the Lord your God and worship at his footstool. Holy is he. Psalm 99:5. What is it then that God is looking for in each of us? In 2 Chronicles 16:9 it says, For the eyes of the Lord move to and fro throughout the earth, that he may strongly support those whose heart is completely his. You see, he's interested in our heart. And that's the go here. He's a holy God and he's interested in our heart, the condition of our heart. I like this reading in 1 Samuel that was read this morning. That's the one we're going to focus on because I'll run out of time if I talk about the other one. But I want to sort of bring your attention to verses 8, 9, and 10. And you'll remember that the Lord has called out to Samuel twice already, but we join the story where the Lord's calling Samuel a third time. Verse 8. A third time the Lord called Samuel, and Samuel got up and went to Eli and said, Here I am, you called me. Then Eli realized that the Lord was calling the boy. So Eli told Samuel, Go and lie down. And if he calls you, say, Speak, Lord, for your servant is listening. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. The Lord came and stood there, calling as at the other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel said, Speak, for your servant is listening. And I love this. I love Eli's instructions to Samuel. You can read along with me in verse 9. What's the first thing that Eli told Samuel to do? The first thing he said is go. And I like that. There's action. There's action associated with that word go. We are to be intentional. Intentional about what? Well, in this case, he says, go and lie down. And I like that. Where did Samuel lay? The end of verse 9 says, Samuel went and lay down in his place. So we must take action. We must be intentional with listening to God. This is really important. If we're not intentional, this is absolutely something that we will forget to do. This is absolutely something that we will put something else in its place and we will not do it. We must be intentional. We must go to a place where we can be still and calm before our holy God. In his place. A place where we're familiar with, where we feel safe. A place that is not going to distract us or surprise us. A place where we can have our quiet routine of listening. In his place, he was expected and waited upon the Lord. When the Lord spoke to Samuel again, Samuel replied with an invitation to the Lord. What did Samuel say? Verse 10. Speak, for your servant is listening. He's ready to hear from the Lord. My heart and my mind are ready to receive from you. What kind of person is ready to hear from the Lord Almighty? It says it there. It says it. A servant. What does a servant do? They listen, they obey, and they get on with doing what their master has asked of them. It's quite simple, isn't it? Really? Do we overcomplicate listening to our Heavenly Father? Do you have a routine that is entirely and intentionally set up towards listening to God? If you don't, we can work on that. It's important. Okay, now I have a few little reminders. A few little reminders for you that you might enjoy. The first one, and I think this one's quite important, we must invite the Holy Spirit to lead us in our times of listening. The Holy Spirit will settle you, and He'll speak to the Father on your behalf. Asking for forgiveness is really important at this time. It's really important to begin our times of listening with a clean slate before the Lord. Frost reminds us, don't start your meditation by asking or telling the Holy Spirit what you want. He already knows. He already knows what you want. Start by simply enjoying God's presence. Sit quietly and let the Holy Spirit fill you. The devil most likely will want to discourage you, reminding you of your sins and your unworthiness. You must always remember that God loves you because He created you. God says in Isaiah 55 verse 9, "My thoughts are higher than your thoughts." If we go to God with human logic, well, we're going to put restrictions on ourselves. We're going to find it hard to connect with God. His ways are unfathomable. However, if we approach God with faith and with soft hearts, we will meet our God who has open arms. We will be ready to accept and receive what He has for us. My third point, and this you'll know this one, it's fairly well known. Psalm 46:10 says, "Be still and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth." We need to be still and humbly discover God. Don't reach out for something more familiar. Stay in that space. Trust God and hand over control. Continue to wait with a sensitive heart. In God's timing, He will speak. God often speaks with a very gentle whisper. And if we fail to stay still, and if we fail to stay sensitive, we may well miss what He has to share with us. My fourth point is that we need to remain teachable and have a desire to learn from God. We have an opportunity to be humble. We have an opportunity to humble ourselves as we meet with God. We can surrender any proud attitudes that we might have. This is not a time to fight with God. We can fight with God, but I don't recommend fighting with God when you're listening to God. And we also need to be prepared to spend significant time with Him. Accept your weakness. Tell God that you're trusting in Him, that you're trusting in His strength and in His power. And my last point in this section, are all options on the table when we're listening to God? Or do we try and put God into a little box? Do we try and get God to answer our specific question or our agenda? Yes, God does answer our specific questions. But I think we need to understand that God is bigger than that. He wants to share things with you that you've never even thought of yet. He's not just interested in finding you a car park. I don't even know if He's interested in finding you a car park. My mum prays for car parks all the time. I'm like, why? God's bigger than that. What do you pray for? I bet some of you ladies are praying for car parks. Maybe some of the men too, I don't know. Okay, all right. I don't know. I can't answer that question. I'm not here to answer that question. Well, she does, but she still drives around quite a bit. So I don't know. Anyway, so He's not just interested in finding us a car park. Whether He does that or not, I'm not sure. We'll ask Him later. Okay, we need to spend time open to all things that God might have to say to us. Be aware of your own thoughts that rush into your mind at this time. Keep clearing them away. Ask the Holy Spirit to help you with this. You might have to do that a lot. I do. If I lie down to listen to the Lord, all of my thoughts come rushing in. And I've got to keep clearing them away. And I keep clearing them away until there's a peace that comes upon you. And then we're good. You know, we've got to wait for that. Yeah. All right. Matthew 11:28-30. This is another real cracker. It says, Come to me, all who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart. And you will find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. You notice how Jesus doesn't say, do a whole bunch of jobs, be extremely busy, stressed out, and then you will qualify. Then you are qualified to come to my presence. He doesn't say that. He just says, come. And I like that. You know, when we come to Jesus, not only will we receive well-needed rest, but our lives are refocused towards him. We will walk with him, and as we are walking with him, we'll turn away from the sin in our lives, and I think that's quite important too. A word of caution here. We must be discerning when we're listening to God. Know the character of God. Know Scripture. If you get stuck and you believe that maybe God is asking you to do something that doesn't sound right, check it. Okay? If you don't have a peace about it, check it. Who do you go to? Go to a mature Christian friend that you trust. Okay, go to your small group, bring it up in your small group, or go to a church elder, or maybe go to Chris and Becky. That'll be good too. Okay. This is the second section, and this is a bit shorter, so that's good. How do we listen to those in our world in such a way that we glorify God? I've got a question to start us off here. Do we have time to properly listen to those people in our world today? Do we have time? Do we make time? I found this quite a good article. It's by a guy called David Mathis, and he's giving us some lessons about good listening. I've adopted some of them. He also speaks, he takes some works from Dietrich Bonhoeffer and Janet Dunn. And so here we go. Number one, so when we're considering listening to other people outside in our community, we should do this well, okay? This is how we do it well. Number one, we have to become patient listeners. I'm sure you've all done this one. Okay, what you do is you begin to listen to somebody, and then literally, like halfway through their first sentence, you've worked it all out. Because you're so clever, okay, what you've done is you know exactly what they're going to say, you know exactly what happens. Our mind races ahead, doesn't it? What else does it race ahead to? Does it race to the conclusion? Does it race to how we are to help them? The sort of racing ahead and our minds just shows that we're being impatient. And it shows the ones speaking with us that we're not fully attentive or interested in what they have to say. It's almost like saying, come on, race to your next problem so that I can help you fix that. Or let's finish what you're saying so that I can have a go at speaking. Poor listening diminishes another person, while good listening invites them to exist and matter. Have a think about this one. If you have something important to say, how often do you straight away just come out with it? Is it the first thing that you go to somebody and say? Is that the first sentence that you share with them? Or do you need to assess a few things first? Do you need to assess the person that you're speaking with? Do you need to see how they're going, how they're feeling, and whether they're the right person to speak with at that time? See, we don't. Well, I certainly don't. Maybe some of you do. But I'll test somebody out. And if they're in the right space and it's at the right time, then maybe I'll go a bit deeper. And maybe I'll share with them a problem that I might have that I want to talk to them about. But it won't be in the first sentence. It probably won't be in the first few sentences. And so we need to make sure that we're listening to somebody and we allow them to speak all the way till the end of what they're saying. Second point is this. Listening well shows love. Bonhoeffer writes this, he said, just as love to God begins with listening to his word, so the beginning of love for the brethren is learning to listen to them. Listening well is what Christ did. We're to have the mindset of Christ. The mindset comes through having a humble heart that thinks of others as more important than ourselves. Philippians 2:3 says, Do nothing from selfish ambition or conceit, but in humility count others more significant than yourself. Number three, genuine Christians show an interest and show our speaker that we understand. In Proverbs 18:2, it talks of a fool who takes no pleasure in understanding, but only expressing his opinion. Listening well encourages further conversation, and that happens when we ask open-ended questions well. And open-ended questions also allow us to dig a little bit deeper. And also, great listeners are attentive and they learn from forms of non-verbal communication. Okay? Genuine questions show that we're very interested and that you're listening, that you care, and that also they can help to guide the speaker to a different or fresh perspective. So questions are really important when we're listening to somebody, the right questions. The fourth point, good listening is ministry. There will be times for each of us in our missional journeys where we're to sit and listen to a hurting person. What a challenge, but what a privilege to be called and to be trusted to listen to a person in this time. Our posture, our body language shows the speaker a lot. Remember that. Get comfortable, lean forward, make eye contact. Listen to their struggle. Listen to their pain until they've finished. You don't need to have the answer. That's not what it's about. In fact, Dunn encourages us to put more emphasis on affirming than on answers. Many times God simply wants to use me as a channel for his affirming love as I listen with compassion and understanding. And the fifth point before we wrap up, good listening prepares us to speak well. As Bonhoeffer writes, we should listen with the ears of God that we may speak the words of God. Often when I'm listening to others, I regularly remind myself that it's not about me. This is not my opportunity to show them how much I know. This is not my opportunity to show them how many scriptures I can possibly squeeze into one answer. Okay, it's not even about showing them that I've been through their specific issue before. Yes, all of these things might come up. But if they do, I want that to be God. I want that to be God's timing and God revealing these things through me. It's not for myself. It's not for my own glory. It's for God's glory. We need to remember as well that listening to others should always be listening as well to the promptings of the Holy Spirit. And wrapping up, I think that it's a closeness with Jesus that we're looking for. It's a deeper relationship with our Heavenly Father. Amongst this world that is so busy and full of so many distractions, some of them are good, some of them are not so good, some of them are downright ugly, Jesus has made a way for us to go back to where we were created to be, to go back into relationship with him. Jesus invites us back into relationship, a relationship that brings purpose, encouragement, direction, fulfillment, and freedom. Freedom from having to be in control all of the time. The invitation is there for each of us to rest in him, to be re-energized and refocused into things that are of eternal worth. God wants to speak more with us in a much deeper way, to speak things through us to those around us. I believe that we have to give him more regular periods of listening and our full attention to come under his lordship and his authority. Let's pray. Lord, we ask that you would help us to have regular times of listening to you, times of silence, times of being still. Holy Spirit, lead us in these times of listening so that we can hear from you. Soften our hearts as we meet with you, and give us ears to hear your voice. Prompt us to be led by you, so that we may share with the world around us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.